Jason Webb has never been to Fort Wilderness before in all his born days. He knows about Fort Wilderness because he has lots of friends who have been to Fort Wilderness and extolled greatly about the wonders of Fort. And so Jason had no chance but to say yes when I asked him if he would speak. So Jason is the senior pastor of Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. It's a... Okay, settle down. It's a 6,000-plus church. It's multi-site. They have 13 church plants as part of that church. Prior to that, he was the founding pastor of Brook Life Church in Wakwanago. And before that, he was the international pastor at Nairobi Chapel in Kenya. So he's been around. He's had lots of experience. Jason has a passion to see the church grow. And so he's involved in a local network of churches dedicated to planting churches together in the greater Milwaukee area. And he's a graduate of Northwestern University in Evanston and Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. He's really smart, really smart. And he loves to play golf, chase his kids, travel, and watch his beloved Green Bay Packers. For that, we love you. Come on up here. I want you to introduce your family when you come up.
Well, thanks, Tom. It is an honor to be here. Let me just introduce my family. If they could stand up, I know I'm embarrassing all of them, but that's all right. I have a microphone and they don't. This is my wife, Heather. We've been married for 18 years. We got married when we were five. It was awesome. But she is actually a pastor in her own right and is currently the director of Safe Families for Children in Milwaukee. Kiama, who's 12, Micah, who is 7, yes, you're excited that I just mentioned you, Ashton, who's almost 10, and Genny, who you will all know because she'll probably want to be a part of your family by the end of the week. She is 4. So we are excited to be here, just honored to be a part of Fort. You guys can sit down. The church I currently serve at, Elmbrook and Fort, have had a long history together, and I'm just privileged to continue that partnership as we go into this week. Tom asked me to just briefly share a little bit about what we're going to talk about, so I will briefly share a little bit about what we're talking about. And it actually goes along with the overall theme of Fort for this summer, and namely, we're going to tackle this issue of legacy. Because you're going to leave a legacy whether you like it or not. One of the reasons you're here this week is to really pass down something to your kids and to your grandkids. And so the question isn't what legacy will you leave a legacy. The question is what type of legacy will you leave? And so we're going to talk about that over the next several days. And we're going to first look tomorrow about how do we break the bad legacies that have been passed down to us in our lives. Then the second day, we're going to talk about what it means to be centered in Jesus and have him be at the center of our legacy. Then the third day, we're going to look at what it means to make people the priority of our legacy. The fourth day, we're going to look at what it means to keep going when you don't want to keep going on this legacy. And the fifth day, we're going to look at this wonderful chapter in Hebrews chapter 11 of all these people who left tremendous legacies. And the one thing they had in common is that they all lived dangerously. And so we're going to look at that, and hopefully by the end of this week, you will be a little bit closer to leaving the type of legacy that God would have you leave in your life, because you're going to leave one whether you like it or not. So let me pray for this week. Let me pray for us as we go into this. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this place you are here, that this whole summer you've been working, your spirit's been moving, and people's lives have been changed. And God, we expect nothing less than what has already happened in the previous weeks to happen this week. God, whether it's words said from this stage, whether it's interactions over campfires, whether it's just the joy and the smiles that happened in the different activities, we expect your spirit to move. God, we expect changes to happen in our lives. We expect relationships and families and friendships to go deeper. And so, God, just do what you do. Be God. Change us, God. Challenge us. And allow us to be a little bit more like you when we leave this place in a week than when we first came here. God, may your blessings be over the staff as they serve us. May your blessings be over all of us as we interact with each other. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who is our Savior and Lord. Amen.